Hello, this is Robbie Lee.
And Sam.
Welcome once again to Third Row from the Front. We're joined by Bane, who's currently eating a bone, so you might hear that in the background. Please excuse him. Tonight's movie is Civil War, and it's not the Marvel Civil War, because we already saw that one years ago. No, this is Alex Garland's Civil War. Alex Garland, he was the writer of 28 Days Later. He also wrote and directed Ex Machina and Annihilation. Which we enjoyed. I think he also did Men, which was an odd movie, but it was interesting. Anyway, so this one, it stars Kirsten Dunst, and I think her name is Kaylee Spenny, something like that. I probably am saying that wrong. Other actors that you'd recognize, I forget their names at this point, which is unfortunate. But I know the guy that's with them, he was in that Shining Girls show that we were watching with, what's her face? The one from, what's her name? Elizabeth Moss, where she was like going back and forth between like, there was like a killer after her and he was the detective or he was the guy that was helping her.
That's right.
So yeah.
I completely forgot about that show.
So yeah, so he's in this, which helps only if you saw that show. Otherwise, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, they play these photojournalists. Well, he's just a regular journalist, I guess, because he's never taking pictures. This is some possible future for us, but it looks like it may be like an alternate universe version of our country, and we're in the midst of a civil war, but it's modern day civil war. So Nick Offerman plays the president. And it's really not about the politics of it all, which I'm that might be it's either good or bad, however, depending on what you wanted to see out of this movie. But it really is more so about these journalists and how they process basically war, except usually when you see war journalists, it's obviously in different countries, you know, it's always in Middle East or somewhere overseas. And for the first time, at least since that I've ever seen in a film, it's taking place in the United States, you know, in our country. And they're following these forces that are, they call the Western forces, and they're on their way basically to take over the Capitol, you know, to Washington, D.C. And that's what the movie's about. It's them following the war, the action that's, you know, leading up to this siege on the White House. But we'll get more into the details, the story behind it all as we go along. But Sam, what did you think of Civil War?
I absolutely loved this film. I thought like this was like the definition of art. Like you could tell that the people who shot this film were photographers and like whoever's in charge of making sure like this scene just looks so beautiful and perfectly like, I don't know, picked. It was so good. I really enjoyed this movie. And it's such an interesting concept. Like I've never really seen a movie that is about the press like that and what they go through. And for it to be so action packed too, like it got intense. Yeah. And then there is so many jarring scenes that they show you, a lot of death. There's a lot of gruesome death. It's just crazy. I could tell the lady next to me was getting really uncomfortable.
I could see it. I could see it also next, you know, out of the corner of my eye, I kept seeing her like reactions.
But that's what I love about it. That's what I love about showing art like that, because it's crazy because I have seen these images before. I see these images of war, but it's just so crazy. And I guess it's because of the accounts that I follow on Instagram. Like I know like what's going on in the world. Not everything. I'm not saying I know everything. It's just like I see glimpses of this. So to me, it sadly wasn't as shocking as it was to that lady. Because then I'm thinking, okay, these people that are being shocked by these images have never seen this before. Yeah. And it's upsetting them. But I'm like, good. It should upset you.
It's weird because you and I, you know, we follow the news and stuff, but there's, you would be surprised how many people, oh, I don't watch the news. I don't pay attention to the news. And it's, yeah, it's, you almost envy them, because I'm like, man, I wish I could live in that, you know, bliss of not knowing what the hell's going on. But yep. So like you said, being confronted with that, it was shocking to her. So
yeah, and I knew that we as the audience were going to be put in that position from the beginning, right? Because just naming this movie Civil War and having a war on American soil is not, I can't name you a movie that I've really seen like this before. I mean, I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying, like, I've never really seen that before. It forces you as the viewer to be confronted with those awful feelings, because we're all so numb to seeing these images in other countries. Any other country about any other movie about war in any other country, everyone doesn't have an issue seeing people die and right. being
And a lot of that is because it's us versus them, right. whereas here it's us versus ourselves.
Right. So it really puts you in that point of view, which I think is important and pretty brave to, like, do this, especially at you yeah. know, this
political climate, election year.
yeah. But I loved it. So I was already expecting to be put in uncomfortable situations, and I really enjoyed that they went there. Like, they got very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, when I say there was death in this movie, yeah. there was some pretty crazy death in this movie. But they also pick up, so these journalists, like, first of all, and Kirsten Dunst, oh my God, her, I loved her character. Like, her character is me, I am her, because...
No time for bullshit. Yeah.
And that's all it is. It's because it's so funny when you have, like, a female who isn't, like, making things all flowery and, you know, try to, like, cushion whatever, any type of news or information mm-hmm. or anything. She's just straight to the point. That's how I am. And I just thought it was very funny because all she was doing was stating facts. They picked up this young girl who was aspiring to be a photo journalist. Yeah,
she looks like a child, but she's 23.
She looks like a child, but she's not, okay? So they're all kind of like treating her like a child. So Kirsten, but what I also absolutely loved about the characters in this film was they just made it very apparent, like, to each other that, okay, we're telling you not to do something. We're telling you what the danger is. You're making the decision on your own to go in there or not, to put yourself in this dangerous situation or not. You know you can die at any moment. So that's on you. And that's the realization that Kirsten's character is having to deal with every day. You could tell, like, this takes a toll on these photojournalists or these journalists because they're surrounded by death almost 24/7. And the only way to keep going is to figure out how to deal with that. And Kirsten, like, mentally, because mentally it can mess you up. So you can see that Kirsten's character, how she deals with it. And she's just, like, straight to the point. Like, okay, like, these things can happen. If you can't take it, then stay back. But if you go, that's your choice. But that's how they all treated each other. And when Kirsten was trying to have those conversations, like, hey, this isn't going to be easy. This is going to be hard. I just thought I found humor in, like, the men were like, hey, what's your problem? Like, calm down. You know, they thought she was mad and being mean and, oh, like, what's up your butt? You know, like, but it's not even, she wasn't being mean. She was yeah. trying to tell her, this is truth. I see how young you are. You don't know what this yeah. is. I'm teaching you.
I like the line that she says where she goes, tell me what I've said that isn't true. In other words, yes. like, why, yes. what have I said that was a lie that
exactly
you know, so
exactly
because they were getting upset, like you said, that she was being so blunt, in other words.
Yeah, I loved that her and that guy, the other journalist,
yeah
the younger one, I forgot his name,
yeah
that I just loved, like, their relationship just seemed so, like, equal. I'm not saying they were together or anything, no, but yeah. as colleagues they mm-hmm. just seemed like they were equals, and I liked that. And they communicated, like, whenever they were in tough situations, you know, they're both going in, all right, we got to take care of this. And she would ask him, like, okay, you want to do the talking or am I doing the talking? You know, like, how are we, you know? So I just liked how they worked and communicated. I also thought it was just just getting like straight to the point, like, you know, I loved that because there was this older guy that wanted to tag along as well, and he has a cane. He couldn't, you know.
And he was a bigger guy, you know, he was heavier.
And you'll recognize him. I don't know.
Yeah, he was in, what was that movie that we saw? The Bo is Afraid. He was in that. He's been in a few other movies, and I forget his name too, but.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in Dune, actually.
Well, everyone was in Dune.
That's true.
But I just thought it was so funny because, so the Kirsten Dunst and the guy, the journalist, they just constantly kept telling the girl, like, well, you're really young, basically, you know, you're gonna get hurt or whatever. And then the older guy, they would tell him, you're old, you can't walk, like, you can't run, so, like, yeah. Like, it was always just something, like, matter of fact, you know?
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst's character at one point, she's like, oh, we've got a, what is it, a baby, she said it's like a baby, a nursery back there and an old folks home yeah. or whatever, because you got like extremes on each end.
It's hilarious. So the interesting thing about this film that also just made you made me uneasy was the needle drops. There was yeah. certain scenes where things were getting really intense and really ugly, and they would slow down the scene. It'd start going in slow motion. And they would just drop a song that was upbeat mm-hmm. and fun to listen to. And it just did not match the scene that you were watching, like, at all. And it was to the point where it made me like, oh, no, I don't know if I could like this song anymore because of the horrible things that they're yeah. showing you as it was playing. But, again, that's what I loved about this technique is, like, this movie is meant to make you feel something, make you yeah. feel uncomfortable. And I thought it did that in a really beautiful way, which is crazy to me because of all the death and horrible things that they show you. So I also really liked that guy's character too, because you see, like I said, like their relationship was like even, like I feel like they were equal. So you also saw all of his emotions too. Like you saw when he was sad and upset or angry or happy and having a good time. I mean, there was a point where he was, like, in the middle of some gunfire, and they slow motioned over to his face, and he was just pure excited. Joy. He was like, just lit up because he was in the middle of all this gunfire. But it's just crazy to see, like, how these photojournalists are, like, they get so close to death, and they get hurt, but then when they survive it, it's like a high for them. They're yeah. like, oh, my God, like, I've never felt more alive. And you can see that even when they're not in like horrible situations and they're able to relax and kick back, you can see them enjoying the little time that they do have, enjoying like the cigarettes that they're sharing or the bottles that they're drinking together or just taking a nap, just hanging out, like laughing. You can tell that they really enjoyed and valued life more knowing how close death was mm-hmm. at every corner. So I thought it was like a really cool balance of everything. I thought it was a great film. So I recommend it, obviously, but I can see it upsetting a lot of people because of the gruesome like images, just like the lady that was next to me. So, I mean, but I think everyone should know what's going on. So I highly recommend this to everybody.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. And it's not, like I said, it's not as political as I thought it was going to be, which I think is good to keep it more vague. Like they didn't really go into the specifics of how we got to this point, but I mean, we can all make our own assumptions, but, in some ways it reflects our current like state of affairs, but in other ways it feels like it is a work of fiction because there's certain things mm-hmm. people kept bringing it up every time it would come because it's in the trailer. It's like the Western forces of Texas and California, and everyone's like, when would we ever join forces with California? Like we're complete opposites when it comes to politics and everything. But you know, you never really get more details on that. Plus, the way it makes it seem in the movie is that these are just states that have like decided to secede from the Union, and so. That would make sense. And then it's like, it maybe like forming a temporary alliance, you know, and then they even mention it in the movie where it's like, you don't think these these guys are going to turn on each other once they get, you know, what they want. You know, it's because, you know, like I said, we have a tenuous relationship at best. But I really enjoyed, like you said, the way they showed the photojournalists and how in some weird way with taking the photos, it was like a way of almost distancing themselves from what was actually going on. Because you can look at what's going on in your lens. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like reminds me of like when people videotape like things at a concert. It's like you're paying so much attention to what's on your screen that you're almost not – you're not present into what's happening in the moment. Mm-hmm. So in a weird way, it's a way of like distancing yourself from the horrors that are happening around you. And you see that definitely reflected in the young girl's character. Like she becomes more and more used to it, I guess, as the movie progresses, which, you know, we can go on detail about that and how you get desensitized to the violence. Because at first, when it happens, she's like, she can't even take pictures. Like, I didn't take any pictures of what had just happened because she was so shaken by what she saw. As the movie progresses, it becomes more and more normal. And like you said, they survived some pretty crazy events. I do want to stop and recognize my man Jesse Plemons.
Oh my
because
God.
This guy,
I love that guy.
He's only in the movie for, I would say, like 7 minutes, maybe tops. But it's probably one of the most tense scenes in the movie.
I was like, man, this guy is good. Just the way he was walking around, pointing his gun and stuff, like he's
a
professional.
He's a great, I mean, I don't think he's ever been in anything and been like, oh, that was a shitty performance. You know, he elevates anything that he's in. He's a great actor. And of course he's also married to Kirsten Dunst. So, you know, they have that scene together, but, if you've seen the trailer, you see him in that very tense moment where they've got them there, all the journalists, and he's kind of being intimidating, you know. And he asked them, you know, what kind of Americans are you, you know? And it goes more in depth onto what he means by that. You can kind of make your own inferences. But that whole scene is crazy. And then, like you said, there's moments along the way where it's just like really intense. What was I going to say about that, about the war and stuff? Well, yeah, like you said, the slow motion stuff, I did like the needle drops. Like you said, it does change the scene for you. It's like you're seeing all this horror going on, and then the music kicks in, and you kind of see that dissonance of like, this is horror. We're watching this in horror, but you see some of the characters on screen like enjoying themselves. Like they're enjoying, like this is, like you said, like this is like a thrill for them. So you kind of get that weird sick feeling in your stomach, like almost like watching like a serial killer, like they're enjoying that all this death that's surrounding them, and they've become numb to it at this point as well. And not just the journalists, but you know, some of the soldiers and stuff. It's just like it really shows you, you know, it's again like the whole kind of cliche at this point, but you know, the war is hell and war is ugly and there are no winners in war, all those things that people say. And it's like, it's the same thing here, you know, you're just seeing people just like without any remorse, just like taking out, killing people that they suspect of being on the other side, or they gave the wrong answer and they just kill him with, you know, in cold blood, just no second thought about it. And again, like you said, it's the kind of stuff we see where, you know, we're in other countries, like, you know, you see a Vietnam War movie or whatever, you know, a World War II movie. And when you see that, again, you kind of have that distance of like, well, that's the other side. That was the bad guys. Mm-hmm. But when you see it, it's other, you know, U.S. military in U.S., military uniform or just civilians, it's more shocking because you're seeing fellow Americans being just brutally gunned down and murdered or blown up or whatever by our own people. So again, it forces you to reevaluate what you see around the world and be like, yeah, those are people too, and those are, they're not just like statistics on a chart somewhere. So yeah, it was a really, really fascinating movie. I actually jumped in certain scenes because I wasn't expecting some of the death, I guess some of the killings that happened, because it's so abrupt and it's loud too. They really, the sound is really ratcheted up, to kind of put you in the middle of the action almost.
Yeah, like, and there's even times where they cut all the sound.
Yes, yeah. So the sound design is really important. Yeah,
make it feel deafening.
Yeah. Like after an explosion, you know, that instead of that wee that sometimes they'd use, they just went completely silent. But yeah, some of the gunshots are like really loud, so it feels like you're actually in the middle of what's going on. But yeah, I mean, all the performances were great. Kirsten Dunst, she, like you said, she did a really great job. Like, I feel like I haven't seen her in a long time because, and I don't mean this to sound negative, but she's looking older. She's looking, she's looking her age.
Well, an article just came out recently where she was saying like all the roles she's been getting in Hollywood are to be like the mom of something or whatever. And so this is like, I didn't read the rest of it, but I guess this role was the first one where she was like, you know, I'm not mom. I'm not, you know, actually doing something.
But she's looking her age, which is not a negative thing to say. I mean, we, you know, that happens to all of us, right? We age. But I think it helps the role, if that means anything, because she's supposed to be this kind of grizzled journalist. She's been doing this for so many years. So she has that look on her face of like, she's tired, almost like she's tired of doing this job, because it's kind of like almost like taking her soul almost. She has this this look on her face the whole time of just like the being so tired of just seeing constant death and being constantly involved in the middle of this. And that's why she tries to warn that girl. Then she's like, I'm an example of why you shouldn't do this. But of course, the girl is just like she was at her age. You know, she was young and hungry and wanted to do this, and this is what her dream was to do this, be in the middle of all this chaos, all this conflict.
But
she did a really good job in this movie also. I could possibly see a nomination for her for something, even if it's not an Oscar, maybe some kind of award, because she did a really good job. The whole cast did a really good job. So, yeah, I highly recommend it too. I will say it's definitely not for everyone, like you said, because some people it might be too much for them. Even though for me, it's like, well, if you've ever watched a war movie, it's the same thing. It's the same stuff you're seeing, like bodies being torn apart and just the effects of war, essentially. But it's just on U.S. soil, like you said. So we haven't seen that really since, like, of course, the original Civil War in the 1800s that we don't have films of that, right? We just have not actual film, just movies that have been made about it. But so it's interesting to see like how a Civil War would look now with all our modern technology and modern killing machines. What can I say about that? I guess that was it. It's just, the other thing I was going to say is for some people, it might not be action-packed enough, because I feel like, I don't know, there's certain part of the population, they just want to see shit blow up. And you get that, but you get it in small doses. So there's long stretches of time where they're just talking, or they're just kind of like, they find somewhere to sleep for the night. And it's, you know, not a lot is going on in those moments. But to me, it shows like what life is like for photojournalists, like just journalists in general, covering a war. And that's what this movie is about, really. It's about the Civil War, but it's about these journalists and what they go through. Oh, that's the other thing I was going to say. I mean, I've always known that being a journalist is a dangerous job, especially when you're in the midst of stuff like this. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy to see it like in the movie, because you're like, I'm not saying they're braver than the soldiers, but it's like they don't have a weapon. Like, they're just running around with a Kevlar vest and like that's it. And then they're taking these they're in the middle of these like firefights, and they're just like snapping photos wherever they can, sometimes getting told by the soldiers, hey, get down, you know, like get to the wall. Like, they're having to tell them, like, you're gonna die if you don't get out of the way. So it's crazy that they're like, what it must take to be in that profession, you know. It takes a certain something, certain amount of crazy almost, to just, in order to get these shots, just put your life on the line, essentially. Because you're not firing at anybody. You're just taking pictures of everything. So, but yeah, I really enjoy this movie. Not like it's a fun movie, but it's a very entertaining, beautifully shot, like you said, beautifully made. I highly recommend it for sure. And to watch it on the big screen, because it's definitely one of those movies where it looks visually stunning, so... Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that was it.
Guess that wraps it up for Civil War in theaters now. Yeah, but be sure to follow us on Instagram at Third Row from the Front. Also, subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcast. That way you're sure to get our newest episodes. And we'll talk to you next time on Third Row from the Front.
Bye.